welcome back to Bubbles and Banter. I am posting this on Christmas Eve morning. It's 8:57 right now. I just rolled out of bed like 10 minutes ago, so apologies if my voice sounds a little deeper than usual. That's probably not a bad thing though, because I have been told I have a high-pitched voice. So I have not done a podcast episode in a while, as I typically start out most podcast episodes with saying, but I thought today's episode would be timely because I am starting to work on stuff that I've been doing the past few years, but I've done it more in private, or just I've done things with only a small number of people knowing about them. I think out of fear of being made fun of or being judged or just having my own insecurities. And what I'm going to be like revealing isn't even that big of a deal, but it's something I've gotten used to just not talking about over the years. I think when I started my blog 8 years ago, at the end of 2012, I didn't tell people other than my mom. I think for the first like year or so, I eventually told Joe, but I kind of like felt embarrassed by it. I don't know. Being a girl, I know how mean girls can be. So I think I just, starting out, wanted to keep things a little bit under wraps and just start my blog out and kind of have it be this like thing that only I knew about and maybe my mom and a couple other people. And that actually ended up proving to be the right choice back then, because I remember like a year into blogging, I started telling a few friends at the time, and I accidentally posted my Instagram on my personal Facebook, which I was not planning on doing. I didn't even realize I had done it. And it completely like blew my cover. It revealed that I had this fashion blog and like hundreds of pictures on a website and Instagram. And you guys, it was just a basic fashion blog. I still have it to this day. And it's opened so many doors for me. It's provided me with career opportunities I could have never imagined. And it's been nothing but a positive thing in my life. But as expected, so many people were so nasty and hateful and made fun of me for just having a blog. I know that sounds completely absurd. I've told people that over the years, and I think people almost don't even believe me, but it's true. I got completely ridiculed for having a fashion blog, which in the scheme of things is not a big deal. It doesn't affect anybody. Yeah, I don't know. Looking back, I think I was on the early end of doing something different like that, not in the whole blogging world. I mean, there's thousands and tens of thousands of people who have been blogging for like decades, but I think in terms of like that post-college era, you know, doing something that's considered weird or different at the time, like this was long before influencers were a thing. So I guess I was just an easy target, but people were so mean, and it really was hurtful. I'd love to say that it didn't bother me, but I will fully admit that it really bothered me, and I was upset, and I definitely cried a few times, and some really nasty girls that I went to college with publicly posted on Facebook, and it was very evident they were making fun of me. It was girls who were not nice to me in college and treated me horribly, and to see that, like, you know, over a year after college, they're like making fun of me, and it's very obvious that it's making fun of me, but like without naming my name, it was just, I don't know, it's so uncomfortable putting yourself out there. So that's why I kind of liked having that anonymity for a year. It was just magical, and it was really what I needed to just kind of get my confidence back after like a really shitty two years of my like college career. Like my junior and senior year of college were just awful, and my confidence was at an all-time low when I graduated, and just having that anonymity where I was doing something that I absolutely loved, and I was meeting people doing stuff that they loved, and I was making friends with people that I didn't even know in person. There was something really special about that, and I am forever grateful for starting my blog. And it was so scary, and I know it sounds so stupid, like it's a website, but taking pictures of myself and putting myself out there and like revealing a part of yourself, it's really scary if you're more of an introverted person like I am, and just taking that initial leap just it feels scary sometimes. So ended up doing that. And it's been 8 years since I started my blog. So obviously it's been a long time. About 3 or 4 years ago, I had the crazy idea that I wanted to start taking acting classes. It literally came to me out of nowhere one day. I think it was like the month of February. I remember the time of year. And I was starting to do a lot of live TV segments. And that was ultimately what I wanted to do with my career. I wanted to go into broadcast media of some capacity. But when I graduated college, the job market was horrible, especially in the media field. So that didn't end up panning out. So starting my blog actually allowed me to eventually do the things that I wanted to do anyway, but kind of on my own terms. So I wasn't hired by any of these TV stations, but because I had this blog, I was asked to come on all these stations like somewhat frequently. And I actually have worked with a lot of companies and brands, and I'll represent brands on live TV, doing segments talking about their products or just kind of being a brand ambassador for them. And I also have done a lot of segments just featuring fashion and lifestyle and talking about things that I kind of already do through my blog. So it was really cool and exciting. And because I was starting to do a lot more TV things, I feel like I was pretty good at it just because that is what I wanted to do for my career. But something hit me one day and I was like, I feel like I have this being poised and eloquent and put together on camera thing down pretty well. But there was something about me that wanted to try something that wasn't as poised, wasn't as proper, and felt maybe a little bit more out of my comfort zone. Like, I feel like I'll do something that's risky or scary or out of my comfort zone. I think about it for months before I actually just take the dive and do it. And the second I do it, I'm like, why didn't I do this sooner? It feels so incredible. It's so fun and exciting. It wasn't scary like I was making it out to be. So I felt like I needed to try something new and get into that uncomfortable zone again. Something just came to me one day and said, I feel like you should take an acting class. And the second I even like had this thought, I immediately started feeling like so nervous and almost like nauseous of the thought of me taking an acting class. Because if I would have told somebody that that's what I wanted to do, they would have looked at me like I was crazy, because I have been extremely introverted my whole life. And I've gotten a lot more out of my shell as I've become an adult. But I think definitely I'll always be that more natural introvert. I can be on and extroverted when I need to be, but I definitely recharge my batteries when I'm alone. So that was another thing. I'm like, okay, well, if people think I'm a weirdo for having a blog talking about fashion, which is like the furthest thing from weird, especially now, I can't even imagine how people will handle me going to an acting class. Again, it sounds so stupid in hindsight, and I'm sure there's so many people out there who don't care what other people think about them, and I think that's a great skill to have. I think for some of us, it takes us a lot longer to get to that point, and we're maybe constantly working on getting to that point. Yeah, I just felt like exposed almost, because I've had so many people follow my Instagram for my blog over the years, and I try not to look at who's following me. I used to look at like every person who was watching my Instagram stories and just kind of scroll through and look at the list of viewers. And I haven't done that in like years. Sometimes when I post something right away and I'll just click on and see how many views it has, like you'll see the first, you know, 10 or so people looking at it. So sometimes that naturally happens. But it's so funny because the same people that were nasty to me in college are some of the first people to look at my Instagram stories now. And they don't interact with me, like they don't support me or they don't like my posts or, you know, acknowledge in real life. The few times I see some of these people who aren't nice to me, like it's something, it's almost like saying Voldemort's name, like you don't say it out loud. That's kind of how I've always been treated with this blog that I have. So with that in mind, I actually did start taking acting classes about, I want to say it was 3 years ago, and it took me months to work up the courage to actually attend a class. I sent a super long email to the instructor, who is such a nice, great person, and just said, I've never done this before. Like, I do a lot of live TV on the news, but I don't have any experience with acting, and I don't even know if I should be coming to this. Like, I don't know if this makes any sense. and just sent like a multi-paragraph email. And he just said the shortest email back. He said, "Olivia, just come." And it was super nice. And it just reassured, okay, you found the right place. Like, he seems super nice. Just go. I went. It was terrifying. I was like pumping my fists the whole drive out there and like telling myself like positive affirmations and just like trying to not scare the absolute shit out of myself and say, what are you doing right now? So that was 3 years ago. I started like pretty regularly attending acting classes, and I mean, it was terrifying. Like, there were some nights I feel like I did insanely well and other nights where it was really tough and our whole class like struggled. But the people that I met in that class were just salt of the earth human beings. And it just really reassured that surrounding yourself with people that have similar interests in you, people that are doing the same things or have the same goals or ambitions, it's such a great thing to do. And my whole life, I have not followed that path. I've kind of gravitated toward people I thought I should be hanging out with, or people who looked fun or wanted to have a good time or whatever, maybe more superficial type things. So I realize I'm getting majorly off the point right now, but I've always wanted to talk about this stuff and I never felt like the time was right. And again, I don't know if it's like that I turned 30 this year. I think the pandemic has made us all look at our lives and the world a little bit differently this year. So I just finally feel ready to talk about all this stuff. And I'm not trying to go off on a long-winded tangent, but I feel like there are probably people similar to me too that like get way too much in their own heads and overthink things and worry about what other people think. And I don't want that to hold anyone else back. I feel like it's held me back for so many years. And now that I'm starting to break out of that, it feels really nice. And it just feels like really right and comforting. And it's like, okay, the people that I'm worried about judging me, what are they doing with their lives? Like, they're not doing that much. And what I'm pursuing and doing doesn't affect them in any capacity, so it shouldn't matter. And I'm coming to terms a lot more with that, but it definitely has been a journey and it's taken a long time. So back to the acting classes, I went off and on for a couple years, and the place I first started going to was incredible. I loved the instructor, and all I've made like friends through the class, and everyone is just awesome, like great people. And then over time, I was like, okay, I actually kind of like this, and this is really fun. Like, not sure what I would ever want to do with this, but I would love to like take this to the next step or the next level. And I always knew that I've loved comedy. There's just something about comedy my whole life that I've just gravitated toward. Like, I would never do stand-up comedy. Like, that is terrifying to me, and I don't know if that's my kind of humor. I have massive respect for stand-up comedians. I think what they do is incredible, but I've just my whole life gravitated toward comedic entertainment. I think there's something comforting about it. And I think too, during my roughest patches in my life, watching something comedic or listening to someone comedic, it's just almost like putting on a warm blanket. Like, it feels like you're being comforted by someone. And even if you're having the worst day, to just watch something that can make you laugh, it can just make things so much better, and it can make you feel a lot less alone. So I've just always gravitated toward comedy, and that's my favorite genre of entertainment. So with that in mind, I started to think, okay, I really like my acting classes, but I would love to just start doing things that are comedy focused. And I started looking for improv studios, and last year, so 2019, I actually found a class for kind of like, I think it was the most advanced improv class at this certain studio in Cincinnati. And I signed up for it just looking at all the classes. And this is another thing I would love to give advice for too, which I've only started implementing probably in the past year. But to, again, just have confidence in yourself. Like, when I was looking at these classes for this improv studio, I was second guessing myself. Like, even though I had been taking acting classes for a few years, I was saying, oh, maybe I should start off at like the beginner's level, like the intro level, where you're just doing the most basic of concepts. And I was looking at all the class descriptions and I kept saying to myself, okay, I think you're ready for this advanced class. but I kept getting in my own head and I was doubting myself and second guessing and wanting to just almost shield myself and not reveal myself to be a fraud. Or I think a lot of us suffer with imposter syndrome. So yeah, I strongly thought about just starting from scratch at this improv place. And in hindsight, I signed up for the advanced class and I'm so glad I did. I had the most incredible class and group of people. My instructor was awesome. Our final group, it was five of us total, and it just was really special, and I can't explain it, but when you find a group of people that you really connect with, it just feels really cool. And I'm so happy I signed up for that advanced class, and just have more faith in yourself because you probably are qualified, or you can at least learn the ropes. Like, you're a lot more qualified than sometimes you let yourself think that you are. So last year I took this improv class. It was incredible. And it reaffirmed too that I really want to focus on improv or sketch or just comedy things. And I was so happy I took that class. And we actually, the final like assignment or the final step in the class was to perform a 20-minute set as your last class. And when I found this out, I was like, oh my God, like, I can't do that. I can't perform in front of like an audience at a bar on a stage. Like, that sounds terrifying. And I kind of just like, I kept going to the class every week because once I sign up for something and I'm paying for something, I try to stick with it. And it was once a week, so it's not that hard. It was like a 3-hour long class. And as each week went on, our class dwindled and dwindled. Like, people dropped out every single week. I think we started off with like 14 people in this class. And by the final performance, there were five of us. And I'm actually glad it turned out that way. It was kind of nerve-wracking, but it was perfect. The final five were such great people. And I still am like friends with some of them on Facebook and Instagram to this day. And they're awesome. This was like around this time last year. So yeah, we had our final performance and I was terrified. It wasn't that big of a deal. I was at a bar and there were other improv people who were going to be performing too, but it was my first time doing something like that. I've done like scenes and performances in my old acting class, but this was just, again, new territory for me. Felt really scary. But we ended up doing it and it was incredible. And I think having a smaller class meant that we were performing longer. Like, if you have 10 people in your class in 20 minutes, you're not going to be getting as much stage time, which if you're scared and nervous, that sounds great. But if you want to get out of your comfort zone, less people is actually better. So did that. It went so well. The second it was over, I had this like rush of energy and this confidence. And I wanted to mention too, I just thought of this, for that class last year, for our final performance at a bar with like patrons and an audience, I've always been so terrified of like my family or Joe or whoever seeing the stuff that I do. I don't know why. I've actually talked to like coaches and stuff before, and I've said, I don't know why, but I have a really hard time doing creative things around my like inner circle. And I felt really bad for feeling that way, but I've had people tell me, like, that's not weird at all. Like, sometimes people thrive better creatively on their own or like away from other people. So with that in mind, I was absolutely terrified of Joe coming to watch this in person, or my parents or my brother, whoever. So when we had our final class, our performance, I was like super vague to Joe. And I just said, oh, I have my last class. Like, you know, we might have a drink after. Like, even though I was dressed a little bit nicer than I typically was for class, I just kept it super vague. And I usually don't do stuff like that, but I was petrified that somehow he would find out that this class was a performance at a bar that he could easily attend and watch me. And the thought of that makes me sweat to this day. So I am really glad that he didn't come. I think as time goes on, as I maybe get more comfortable or just start doing more things, maybe I'll like let people watch. But that's definitely something I have liked to keep to myself over the years. fast forward to this year, at the beginning of this year, I started taking a new improv class. My former improv instructor said, you should really check out this other studio that I'm a part of in town. So she like told that to our final five classmates because we had formed like a pretty good bond. And so we all decided to sign up for this other improv class and kind of keep moving things along. So that was at the beginning of 2020. And this class was actually really hard. I'm trying to remember if it was like level two or three or what like level it was. Every improv place kind of has their own structure and own set of levels. And yeah, we didn't start off on the basic level because we had already had like this experience, but this class was actually really hard. And it's not a bad thing. I think sometimes when you feel like things aren't as easy, it can feel defeating or stressful, but you know, in hindsight, it was good to have kind of a harder, more technical class just so you can keep sharpening your tool set and sharpening your skills. And it's not always going to be perfect and, you know, kudos at all time. I took that class and I actually, right before the final performance, became deathly ill with the flu. This was right before the coronavirus started making waves across the country. It was February. I was probably the most sick I've ever been in my entire life. I got sick twice in the month of February. And one of those times I actually tested positive for the flu. I was violently sick, like could not function. And I had to miss our final performance, obviously, which was awful, but I had already signed up for the next advancement class. And then COVID hit, everything kind of hit the fan, everything shut down. Obviously did not take that next improv class because of the pandemic, and they ended up doing classes again over the summer outside, but I've just been really nervous about the pandemic and trying to keep my distance from people, so I opted not to take any more in-person classes for the rest of 2020. So I kind of had this lull period this year, and I'm like, okay, well, I want to keep advancing, and I had actually asked previous teachers about writing classes. Because I have a journalism degree, I've always had an interest in certain types of writing, and I started thinking over the years, like, oh, it'd be really good and fun to implement writing into kind of my, you know, my toolbox of skills that I'm building up. So I didn't really find anything locally. Then when the pandemic started, I started looking online because I wanted to keep this momentum going. And I looked up classes at Second City, and I signed up for a sketch writing class, and that took place, I think, over the summer. I know the class like started on our would-be wedding day in June, which was not our wedding day. It's next year, knock on wood, 2021. So took the sketch class, and I really enjoyed it. You know, it was kind of a remote, do-it-on-your-own-pace class, and I really like Second City and respect, you know, everything they've done. And obviously they're a powerhouse in the comedy world. So it just felt kind of like a natural progression to take classes there, even if it was online. So I took a sketch class. And then the next class I took was actually another writing class, but it was a little bit more focused and zeroed in. And it was kind of more like writing for television and writing and creating some of your, you know, TV show ideas and your pilots. And I've actually in my head and on paper been loosely writing some pilot ideas the past few years. And I don't want to like reveal too much, even though there's, you know, this is all in my head right now and obviously a pipe dream. But I have been working on some things the past few years, and I think taking these Second City classes has been really nice to actually figure out how to structure things and just give me some sort of foundation and give me some sort of format to actually bring these ideas that I've had for so many years to life. And that's the thing too. I've had so many ideas for years now, and I haven't acted on them. And as I get older, again, I don't know if it's the fact that I've turned 30 this year, but you realize, okay, I'm not getting any younger. No one's going to just approach me one day and give me all these opportunities. I need to put myself out there. I need to stop hiding behind this, you know, identity. I always have joked over the years that I live a double life, and it's nothing shady. Like, I literally you know, one side of me is just normal, poised Olivia, who's polite and proper. And then I live this other side that is my like blog or, you know, being comedic or trying to be funny or trying to think of witty sketch ideas or writing projects. And I've always struggled with those two different identities. I think because I started my blog kind of as a secret to protect myself from mean people, I've just gotten used to all these years kind of living this double life and protecting what I really love and am passionate about. I love comedy and I love writing and I love bringing an idea to life. Like my improv classes, like you'll start off going on stage and you don't know what you're going to perform. Like you'll be thrown something or you'll have a word and you have to create a scene out of it. And once you get the ball rolling and create something and people are laughing, it's an adrenaline rush and it feels really good. So I think having that other life where I would come home from class and feel so happy. I would literally have a hard time falling asleep at night after my classes because I felt so giddy. Like I would say to Joe, I could do this all night. Like I wish I was still at the improv studio doing classes because I don't know, these post-college years, which I've been out of college for what, 8 years now? I don't know. I felt like I wasn't always doing what I love or I wasn't revealing my whole self because people are mean, girls are really mean, and people make fun of you when you do something that's considered weird or different. And I think I've just always been acutely aware of that, and I've just been trying to protect myself. And it took me a long time to build up my confidence again after college and going through some pretty bad things in college. So I think I've just been protective of that side of my life, and I have held it close to the vest because I don't want people to ridicule it. But I've kind of had this epiphany this year as I've been taking my Second City classes. Like there are so many people that I've connected with from all different walks of life through all these different classes I've taken, and they are some of the most incredible people I've ever met. And they are how real people should act. People that are supportive of you and champion you and support you and, you know, cheer you on when you're working on something or doing something that feels so scary. Those are the people that you should surround yourself with. And I've like finally had this epiphany in recent years, and it feels so incredible. I have so much appreciation and respect for these people that I've met because I think in some sense they've helped me get more confident and come out of my shell and feel like, okay, you have a blog. That's not weird at all. Oh, you go on TV sometimes. That's not weird at all. Oh, you take acting classes and writing classes and you write sketches. That's not weird at all. Like, if something makes you happy, it shouldn't be weird. And the right people in your life will understand that and support that. If people are making fun of something that makes you happy, those people should not be in your life. And I've made the conscious decision in recent years to eliminate those people from my life. And it feels like literally a weight's being lifted off your shoulder. So I know I'm going off on all these crazy tangents, but I didn't really have a script or anything or a draft of how to follow this. I just wanted to talk because I think a lot of people want to do something that's considered risky or scary or uncertain, but once you do it, it feels amazing. And I can't reiterate that enough. So took that Second City class. And then as of, gosh, I think it was like end of November, I started taking another Second City class, and it was all about creating content, which I don't have a problem with. I've been doing that on my blog for all these years, but I've been working on some comedic content for a while, and just ideas that I've had written down in like my Google Drive or in my notes app for years that I haven't acted on because I almost felt too scared or like embarrassed because people only know me through my blog and through real estate because I'm a real estate agent. And I've always been afraid to reveal like this other side. Like I feel like it would come out of left field. Like, oh, Olivia takes acting classes. Olivia, you know, does improv or writes sketches. Like that's really weird. Again, it shouldn't matter, but this is stuff that I've always overthought. And this is what I spend all my days thinking about. So I took this content creation class. I signed up literally the night before it started. And I was like, I don't know if this class makes sense for me to take, but I'm just going to take it anyway. It sounds like it'll hold me accountable, and maybe I can actually bring some of these ideas to life without feeling like a complete idiot for creating some of these things that I've had in my head. So I took this class, and I actually, it's probably one of my favorite classes I've taken to date, simply because we actually met at a set time every week on a Zoom call. I think it was for 3 hours. It was every Saturday, same time, 3-hour class. You are talking face to face with your peers on the class. I think there were like 10 people in the class and our instructor, who was an awesome person. And it was awesome. I'm like, I should have been taking Zoom classes this whole time, this whole pandemic, to just connect with other people across the country. It felt awesome. And basically the class was, you had some idea for content. It doesn't even need to be funny. It could be a podcast, or it can be a video, or a character you're trying to create. Or we had stand-up comedians in the class. They wanted to like come up with, you know, 10 minutes worth of new stand-up content. So each week we would meet, talk about what our idea was that we wanted to bring to life and how we were going to do it, talk about, you know, some of the fine print and the details of what we wanted to do. And then we almost kind of held each other accountable. And each week, you know, you would write new material, or you would film one of your videos, or whatever you were working toward. So my thing that I wanted to do in the class was create a character. And this character has been in my head for, I'd say, close to 3 years now. It really came to me when the influencer culture started to become this massive thing. And, you know I get grouped into the influencer category, which is fine. I like to call myself more of a content creator because I don't love the word influencer, but that's another discussion for another day. So I have had this influencer, kind of a satire parody character in my head for a few years now, but I'm like, okay, I'm kind of in that space and in that world. Like, is it bizarre that I want to make fun of it? And I would tell Joe and my mom about some ideas I had to bring this character to life, and they both were super supportive of it and said, that is great, like, that would be so funny. But I just always felt way too nervous to, like, bring it to life. So I had all these ideas written down in my phone, and I was just like, I don't know how I can even do this because it'll be so out of left field for me, who's a blogger slash influencer, to be mocking this out of left field. Like, I post pictures of like feminine outfits and colorful jewelry. Why is Olivia all of a sudden posting, you know, a video acting like a dumb influencer? Like, is she okay, or is she having a meltdown? I truly have thought people are going to think I'm having like some type of external, like, existential crisis if I just start doing comedy out of left field. So that's almost a reason why I'm doing this episode, because I almost feel like I need to make an introduction saying, no, I've actually been working on this stuff for a few years now. I've just been kind of doing it under the scenes and going unnoticed. But I don't know. This episode is probably me overthinking now that I'm thinking that I've been ranting for 34 minutes. But I don't know. I just wanted to like talk about what I've been doing the past few years, because I feel like I'm at a place to not hide it anymore. And it's not like I've intentionally hid this stuff. I just have gotten so used to not talking about stuff that I'm working on, just with people being so mean over the years. I actually, this is going off topic a little bit, but someone I am no longer friends with, probably like 4 or 5 years ago, years after I've had a blog, she said, you know, Liv, like, I'll admit, when I first saw you had a blog, like, I don't get it. I just didn't understand what you were doing. I follow a ton of beauty bloggers and a ton of beauty YouTubers, but I really don't understand what you're doing. And she literally said it to me that way, and I was just stunned. I think I just, like, nervously nodded my head up and down, like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. And it doesn't make any sense. Like, if someone is your friend, they don't have to understand what you're doing, but just be supportive. Like, and it's a blog. I'm sorry. Everyone acted like I was doing some crazy outlandish thing. Like, really, I think some of these quote unquote friends didn't want to understand what I was doing, because I've always been more quiet my whole life. So I think the fact that I even started a blog all those years ago, I wasn't like worthy of doing something like that. More of the, you know, out loud, outgoing people, they should have started the blog, not quiet little Olivia. So I think some of the bad apples that I've had in my past, like, they weren't supportive of at all. So that's, I've just gotten conditioned over the years to not share things that make me happy and things that I'm working on, but I'm getting a lot better at that. And it really feels good to just be honest and say what you're working on, because I mean, that could lead to opportunities too. If I want to start getting more opportunities in this world and kind of pivot this into a career, I can't be secretive about what I'm doing, because networking is a huge part of any industry. So I'm putting it out into the universe, even though it's a little bit scary. But back to my influencer character, I apologize. This episode is 36 minutes, and I don't know if any single thing that I've been saying this whole time makes even remote sense at all. So I apologize, but I'm just rambling at this point. But my influencer character, that was my goal for this content class. And I told everybody about my idea. We all went around and said our ideas, and everyone was really nice and supportive, and people will give you feedback if they think something's not clear or could be developed a little bit further, or they have an idea that they think would be funny for your character. So just getting that feedback is really nice, and it's people being honest. Like, no one's going to be straight up nasty, but if someone has an idea or thinks something could be defined a little bit clearer, they'll tell you, and that's really nice. So my assignment each week was kind of to further develop this character. So I knew that I wanted to write the character, but I also wanted to be the person performing it, because I just know this world so well. I feel like write what you know. That's what everybody always says. And this is what I know. Like, I follow people and I've seen people who kind of are this character to a T in my head. So I knew I wanted to be the one performing it, which was a little scary. Again, people will say, oh my God, Olivia, like, are you okay? Do you need help? Are you having a mental breakdown? The second they see me doing a parody. But I think having this class just gave me the confidence boost that I needed. And it forced me to actually bring this character to life. So stuff that I've been sitting on for years, it forced me to really act on it, which I'm really grateful for. So each week I would write a new script for my character. I had to create a name for her. So I had a lot of like loose personality traits for this character, but I didn't have a lot of the foundation nailed down. So this really forced me to come up with a name for her, come up with personality traits. What does she do? What are her quirks? Just all that stuff. What is she going to talk about each week? So I really hammered all that down and created this character, and I'm really excited about it. I came up with a name and all this other stuff and like a background for her, and I'm super excited. So each week, once I developed the character, I would write a script. And, you know, we all know influencers, like a lot of people in this world talk to their camera all day long. They talk to their phone and just post 60 Instagram stories talking about mundane stuff that a lot of people don't care about, but they post it anyway. So I knew I wanted to be kind of like very casually filmed. Like, I wanted to, I have nice equipment. I have all the microphones and cameras and lenses, but I really wanted it to be authentic to an influencer. So in my head, this girl gets filmed with her cell phone most days, and she just posts a video of her talking to the camera. And I would write a script each week, and each week it would get more and more defined. So for the past 3 weeks, I would write a brand new script each time, which was kind of scary and daunting. I would think, oh, like, I wish I could just go off the script that I've already written and just kind of make this a little bit better. But I'm really grateful to my teacher for making me just write something from scratch every single week, because it gave me more things to write about and it helped me come up with more ideas, and it just kind of snowballed. So I, for the most recent class, I wrote kind of a holiday Christmas related script monologue for my character. And the teacher for our last class said, okay, Olivia, now you have to post it. And I was like, shit, I know I need to post it, but I'm so scared. And now it's Christmas Eve, as I said, and I still haven't posted it. I did film it and edit it, and it's ready to be posted. And I did make an Instagram account for this character that I've created. And I think I'm going to post it today. I've just been literally so nervous, guys. I can't even express how nervous I've been. It's so stupid. I just, like, I know so many people are going to make fun of me or be so confused. Like, oh, like, I feel like I imagine someone patting me on the head, like, oh, that's sweet, and really being, like, super concerned about my mental state. But I don't know. I think I have a lot of great ideas, and I'm ready to bring them to life, even if people think it's super weird or they don't understand. I think a lot of us, though, can understand the influencer culture because they're everywhere now, and it's really infiltrated into, like, mainstream media, into just pop culture. So there's a lot of things I think are great about the influencer world, but I think there's a lot of things I've observed over the years that are kind of not so good and questionable, and I think people can be really greedy and self-centered, and that's kind of the stuff I wanted to explore. So I don't even think I told you guys the name of my character. So her name is Chastity. That's a double S, Chastity. And she's an influencer. She actually has a beautiful long blonde wig. I think it's blonde. I think it's like, I don't know if it's ombre. I don't do anything to my hair. It's just naturally brown. So I apologize if I don't know the right color, but I did buy a wig too, just to differentiate. Okay, this is a character I'm parodying. This is not Olivia. So I think having a wig when I'm doing this character will help differentiate us. But yeah, I filmed the first video. It's kind of all about Christmas, and it's only a few minutes. I think it's like 5 minutes long. But I think just publishing that first video or that first thing on a new project is really scary. So I think I'm just having some of those nerves right now. But I know once I do it, I'll feel a lot better. It's just like, do I share this on my Bobbles to Bubbles, my blog Instagram? Like, obviously, I have a built-in audience and followers there. But do I do what I've done with my blog for those first, like, few years? Do I just kind of post on this parody account and, you know, have other people who don't know me through my blog come across it and follow it? I don't know. These are the conflicts that I have, and this is what keeps me up at night. So I just wanted to record this episode to just say, if you're thinking about doing something that's really scary, just do it. And I think it will be life-changing for you. I know things that have been really scary and felt daunting to me. I've forced myself to get out of my comfort zone all these years, even when I've been in a really, really low place and haven't really felt that good about myself. Each time I've taken a risk and done something that was absolutely terrifying, it has been beyond rewarding, and it's felt so good. And I feel like I'm putting a puzzle together of my life, and I feel like I'm finally at a point now that I've turned 30. Like, turning 30 was really scary, and it can feel a little depressing. Like, you start to think, gosh, am I too old to be doing some of these things? But I think there's a confidence that comes with turning 32, and just knowing that I've been slowly and steadily doing some of these things over the years and almost, you know, forming these building blocks or putting a puzzle together. I feel like I'm just gaining this confidence that I've always wanted my whole life. And now I'm pursuing things that I've always loved. I would love to turn it into a career of some sorts. And I'm excited to see what the future holds. I'm excited to start bringing my comedic writings and content and ideas to life and just putting them out there and not caring what people think or not worrying what people think and just, you know, hoping I can help bring a smile to someone's day or someone can see something I've written and relate to it or think it's funny or just connect with things. So I appreciate you guys listening. If anyone is still listening to this 45 minutes in, I hope you have an incredible holiday. I know Joe and I are just staying at our condo this year just to be safe for COVID purposes, but I'm excited for 2021. I think it's going to be a good year. we're getting married this coming year, hopefully, knock on wood. And I'm just excited to see what the future holds. I'm feeling a confidence that I've never felt before, and it feels really good. And I hope you guys can do something that scares you too. Hopefully this inspired you a little bit. Have a great rest of your year. Have a great holiday, and I will talk to you soon.